You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies.
Business Blab with Megan. It's time to take off our mom hats and let our entrepreneurial side show. So grab a notebook and give yourself a bossy timeout. Spring has sprung, and our homes aren't the only places that need some tidying up this time of year. This is around the time of year where the excitement of our big New Year's resolution goals are starting to wear off, and some of our ideas may have some cobwebs hanging around that could use a little dusting. Clutter might be piling up here and there, and we might be feeling like we could use a little pep in our step and a little tweak to our systems to help pull us and our businesses out of the winter rut. Don't worry, I've got you. I created a free Spring Clean Your Business Challenge that will get your business from a digital disaster to so fresh and so clean in just 6 days. Even better, each task will only take you about an hour to complete. The challenge is self-paced and runs the entire month of April, so snag your spot at the link in the show notes and get ready to do some serious spring cleaning. Sometimes all we need is a little accountability and support, and this 6-day challenge was created centered around both of those things. Joining the challenge gets you into a private Facebook group with the other members of the challenge to share your wins, ask your questions, and make some new connections. At the end of the month, all attendees are invited to a Zoom party to meet face-to-face, celebrate our successes, and a chance for you to ask me all of your business questions, not just about spring cleaning, about business in general. So what are you waiting for? It's time to make your business sparkle. Join the free 6-day Spring Clean Your Business Challenge at the link here in the show notes.
Welcome back to Business Blab with me, Megan. Today, we are going to dive in on a topic that I get asked about a lot in my community. How do I price my offers? And girl, have I learned a lot about this in the past 6 months? It can be really tricky to find what to charge for your wisdom. And so many of us feel the constant urge to discount ourselves, give too much away for free, or lower our prices so that we can make more money. I've been there, and in fact, I was there for a really long time, but not anymore. I feel like I finally cracked the code, and I am so excited to share this with you today. So when you're thinking about pricing, these are kind of the things that I always like to look at. The first thing is your brand. This is something that was brought up to me recently by my own coach, and I found it pretty profound. When you're thinking of your prices, you have to decide who you want to be. What is your brand? Are you a Target or are you a Nordstrom? Both are great. Both offer great items. Both have loyal followings and quality products and a great customer base. So there isn't really a wrong answer here, but you have to choose. You have to choose. You can't be both. You can't be Target for one offer and Nordstrom for your next offer. Yes, you will have a variety of price points for your offers, but by choosing your brand, you can ensure that they're aligned and that you're attracting the right customers and they'll know what they can expect from you. You'll know that you're getting in front of the right people who are going to actually be willing to pay you for the things that you're offering. You also want to understand your value. When you're selling, you're not just selling the thing. You're selling yourself, your wisdom. Again, if you haven't listened to the first episode that came out this month about information versus wisdom, please go back and listen to that now, because you're selling your wisdom, your experiences, and most importantly, some kind of big, giant transformation that is ultra important to your ideal clients. Your value is where your price comes from. Time doesn't necessarily always equal a dollar amount, meaning you can't just look at things as it takes X amount of hours to create this, so it will be X price. It's just really not that simple. You want to look at the value and what the value really is. What is the value your clients will be getting, and how much is that actually worth to them? I would venture to say that chances are it's more than what you're charging right now. Next thing you want to do is understand your ideal client. Knowing your ideal client is going to make pricing so much easier for you, knowing their pain points and what they find valuable and what kinds of transformations they're actually looking for, what they're spending their money on and why. Why do they feel comfortable spending their money on certain things and not other things? Remember the episode where we talked about money blocks? That comes into play here too. And really understanding what the spending habits are for your ideal client and what they find valuable is going to be a key factor in nailing down that final price. And in line with that, you want to do some market research. Now that you have probably a pretty good idea of a price in mind, it doesn't hurt to dive in and do a little bit market research to see what your competitors are charging. How does their value compare to the value that you offer? What is their promise and what is their transformation that they're providing for their clients? Are you way off base, either higher or lower with the price that you're thinking about? If you are, do a little bit of reflecting. Go back to the first few things we talked about and see where you can make some adjustments. You also want to look at the demand. Another big one is how high the demand is for what it is that you're offering. Meaning, is the problem you're solving in high demand? For example, my ideal clients are moms. For moms, time is a huge problem, and solving this problem is in pretty high demand. It's pretty important. It's pretty high value for them. So is your offer something people are desperately needing that they'll be banging down the doors for? You can use the level of demand for what it is that you're selling to help you make those finalizations on your price. And then you want to look at what they get. So aside from the transformation and the solution to the big problem, what does the actual thing that you're giving them look like? How many resources are included? How much one-to-one time do they get with you? Are there additional materials or bonuses? Is it done for you, done with you, or more of a DIY? And what's the value in all of that? How much time are you putting into it? How much face-to-face time are they getting with you? Those things are going to make a big, big difference. And lastly, you want to look at your cost. How much of your own time and money is going into what you're selling? What do you need to make back to break even? Look at that number and make sure that that is all balancing out. Once you go through this list, you should have a pretty good idea to confidently price your products. Just start somewhere, and you can always adjust based on the feedback that you're getting. And in fact, it's actually a really great idea to plan to review your prices at least every 6 months to a year. Just because you start at one price doesn't mean it has to stick that way. And if you're nervous, you can always launch whatever it is that you're working on as a beta or a founder price and see what kind of feedback you get from people first, and then reassess and take those prices up a bit if you need to. I know you're going to do great. I can't wait to see what you put out there. I'd love to hear how you feel about pricing. Have you been holding off on putting something out there because you are stuck on the pricing? Are you nervous to charge what you feel like you should be because you think it's too much? How do you feel about pricing? Let me know in the review section on Apple Podcasts or send me a message at megan@bossladiesandbabies.com. And then until next time, stay bossy.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.